as you've been hearing, Governor Christie has presented the largest budget in New Jersey state history. It's got no tax increases and the largest payout yet for retired state workers' benefits. The governor called those growing costs a looming crisis for the state. WNYC's Jessica Gould has been looking into New Jersey's pensions and joins us now. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi.
So Governor Christie's budget includes some increased spending on education and funding for drug courts, but there weren't any big new policy initiatives. Instead, he devoted a big chunk of his speech to pensions.
Well, that's where he says a big chunk of the budget has to go. It's a $34 billion budget with $2.25 billion for pensions. And the governor says all that money for retirement and health benefits is crowding out other spending. Governor Christie called pensions, health costs, and debt entitlements and said dealing with them is the biggest challenge the state faces right now.
But wait, didn't the governor and the legislature already overhaul New Jersey's pension system?
They did in 2011. You see, back in the 90s, the state started diverting money from its pension system to fund other things. At the time, they called it a pension holiday, which sounds a lot more fun than it is. That's when the tech bubble burst, the pension portfolio plummeted. Meanwhile, the state agreed to bigger payouts for retired workers without putting any more money in, which is like kicking the can down the road.
So the investments were down, the benefits were up, and New Jersey was only sometimes paying its share.
Right. That led to a big unfunded liability, which basically means you owe more for future pensions than you've paid into the fund. And this was still the lingering problem when Governor Christie took office. It's worth noting that he skipped the payment, too, for his first year. But in 2011, he and the legislators agreed to reform the pension system. They said the state would make bigger payments into the system every year. In return, the retirement age got bumped up to 65, and workers had to pay more for their pensions and health benefits.
So the pension payment the governor's complaining about is actually the result of that deal he made with legislators.
Exactly. Although Democrats say he actually owes a bit more this year than he's planning to spend. But in general, that 2011 pension deal is something the governor has said he's proud of, even though he's saying the pension system is still broken now. So according to the law he signed, the state has to pay more towards pensions in the years to come, to the tune of $5 billion in 2018.
$5 billion? That's a lot of money.
It is. More than double the cost now. And the governor isn't the only one worrying about it. In December, the rating agency Moody's downgraded New Jersey's outlook to negative, saying the pressure of these pension costs were part of the reason. And then last month, the Mercatus Center at George Mason University put New Jersey dead last in the nation for fiscal health.
All right. Well, this all sounds very bad. What is Governor Christie proposing?
Well, that's the $1 million or maybe $1 billion question. We don't know. He didn't offer any answers in his speech. His budget doesn't show any additional revenue from changes to pensions or benefits. And his spokesperson said he's going to work out the details with the legislature later this session.
All right. Well, if the governor is not offering a plan of any sort, why did he talk about it in his budget address?
Well, it's hard to know for sure. But as you can imagine, there were lots of theories. Hedy Rosenstein is the New Jersey director of the Communication Workers of America, which is the biggest union representing state workers. Here's what she had to say.
He's like, let me see whether or not I can deflect from my own problems by raising up the usual bad guys, the public employees. So now we'll all talk about pension and we'll talk about those costs and we won't talk about Bridgegate and we won't talk about Sandy.
She basically said all this pension talk is just red meat for Republicans on the national stage. And Democratic leaders were also pretty skeptical. They said he's just trying to distract from broader economic problems like unemployment. And with all those scandals swirling around the governor, legislators may be feeling emboldened and less likely to compromise.
All right. Well, this is something we'll be keeping an eye on. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thank you.
WNYC's Jessica Gould. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.